Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Red Bear News. It's Thursday the 24th of October. I'm Ross Chanley, joined today by a slightly fragile, hungover Christopher Pajak.
I really am, mate. I really am. So fragile.
We had a good night last night. We had a live show in town. It went really well. Alan Kennedy joined us and it was great, wasn't it?
Really well.
As you'll notice, we are once again backed by the lovely people at theathletic.co.uk. As a lovely viewer of Red Men News, you are entitled to a subscription. And you get some money off. So you can start a 30-day free trial and get 50% off. Just go to www.theathletic.co.uk/Red Men News. A whole host of good writers, James Pearce, Si Hughes, loads going on. Just exclusive content, news content. Analytic content, all really good. As someone who does a bit of writing, I enjoy my subscription, so go over there and give it a try. One of those writers, which I've already mentioned, is James Pearce. I've done a lovely piece on Oxlade-Chamberlain. He spoke to Virgil van Dijk after
the game
last night. Oxlade-Chamberlain was really good last night. So he spoke to Virgil van Dijk and he just goes on to say how made up they are for Chamberlain and his recovery and stuff. I'll find some quotes for you now. We're also happy for Ox. Virgil van Dijk told The Athletic he's worked so hard to get back to the point and deserves a night like this. He's such a great guy, such an important guy for the group. He's a quality player and he showed it not only with his goals but also with his all-round game. Chris, is just something that I think is echoed by a lot of people. I think it's the fact that how good he was in his form before and before he got injured, but I think it also helps and it shouldn't really matter, but the fact that he's such a really nice guy off the field as well, I pulled out something from later on in the article as well, it's from James. So when you're looking up to play for a great club like Liverpool with this manager, with this group of players, for these fans, it's inspiration enough to get back involved around this team, what I was working towards, and this bit I really like. James basically says a lot about Oxlade-Chamberlain, that when he told was told the full prognosis of ongoing surgery. He asked Klopp and the club's medical staff to keep it quiet from his teammates. It was obviously around the Champions League final in Madrid. I think they both go hand in hand as to why he's loved by fans and his teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not only all of that, but of course, he's just brilliant, isn't he? You know, he adds another dimension, a level of creativity and dynamism that we've been sort of screaming out for as fans of Liverpool for a little while now. And I'm reticent to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mentioned it on the final word, which you can get on the website now for Genk and stuff. But, you know, the way that he plays football and the way that we played last night with Ox and with Keita and stuff like that was really good. And you want to see those midfielders and you want to see those breaking runs midfielders. But that's not to say that we should just forget about Wijnaldum and Keita, because it was one poor performance against Manchester United away. But on to Ox, and listen, that article by James is absolutely fantastic. And it spells out the reasons, and you've done a great job in explaining and picking those key ones out. I just love him, and I just think that he's a midfielder unlike others, and he's capable of shooting, and his shot is brilliant, you know what I mean? He's the first guy, and James said it in his article there, to score two goals from outside the penalty area in the same game in the Champions League since Lionel Messi did it 6 months ago.
And if he does it, you know, it's prepared to come out for him all the time. I think something Alan Kennedy mentioned last night, who happened to join us last night, was a bit random, was the fact, you know, we've got someone there not only that drives forward, the fact that someone just go and take shots. And I think, you know, you touched on it there with the draw against Manchester United. It's frustrating. We don't have those kind of players in there, and he brings that different dimension, and we just happen to play two. But, you know, I think we both agreed, you know, you can probably have a mix of Wijnaldum, Henderson, Keita, and Oxlade-Chamberlain going forward. I think it's great news for Liverpool. Let us know your thoughts on his performance last night, and which was your favourite goal, one of which has been nominated for Goal of the Week, Chris. The second one we got, obviously can't show because we don't have the rights to go towards it, but it's linked there. Go to Goal of the Week, or gotw.uefa.com/England. You can go and vote for Chamberlain for Goal of the Week. Something again we spoke about on the final word, Chris, and the fact that, you know, it's his first start in a while, and the fact that he's got the confidence to go and take that on, I think kind of sums him up, doesn't it?
I'm not sure he takes that shot without scoring the first goal, because I think you're right, confidence is the right word there, Ross, and it's just beautiful, and it's so different, and it's unusual, and he's caught the keeper off guard, and the keeper's got no chance, and the fact that it hits the bar and bounces off the floor and back up into the net, it all just makes it prettier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's just what you want to see. But I think, you know, we were watching it in the Ashcroft Social. We did a live show last night in Liverpool, which was brilliant. Thank you for everyone who turned up. And we, you know, we've raised some good money for the food banks and stuff, which is the main point of the evening. But it caught everybody by surprise, and I'm sure Liverpool fans watching at home will be able to recognise that, because we were all there thinking, well, it's probably just going to go side to side and side to side, yeah, and do what it is. And then all of a sudden it's bouncing off the bar and in, and you're just like, wow, this is amazing.
You can tell it's a good goal when people celebrate it, but then when you watch the replay, like everyone makes the same noise, just going, oh, like that. But it happened a couple of times with Firmino just absolutely taking the piss and stuff like that. Moving on, Liverpool except for 2021 Club World Cup qualification, a switch to 4-year format confirmed. Obviously, it's going to be held in Qatar this year. Liverpool take part in December, on the 18th, 19th, 20th of December. But China have been confirmed as the host of the inaugural expanded edition of the Club World Cup in 2021. FIFA, however, have delayed decision on how the 24 places for the tournament will be distributed, according to the Associated Press. Europe will be best represented on the continent of the tournament with 8 slots, despite rejecting 4 additional places, which is a bit of a surprise to me. All Champions League and Europa League winners between 2018 and 2021, Liverpool are one of those, are set to qualify, meaning Liverpool's place in China is secure, although it could depend on your way of determining the maximum number of slots per country. Good news again for Liverpool to just be involved in another competition.
It looks like we're going to be involved, and I'd be very surprised if we weren't. But as you say there, it's not quite set yet, is it? Because it does depend on how many are coming from each nation and something like that. And, you know, if, for example, Man City win it this year and somebody else from England wins it the next year, then you'll have 3 teams that qualify from the one country and stuff. So it will determine that, I suppose. I'd guess Liverpool will be playing. And it's great. It's good that it's gone to a 4-year thing, or it's going to a 4-year thing. Obviously, the last 2 editions of this are going to be held in Qatar. And then they move to the 4-year tournament, which is probably a better thing for us. And it makes the competition a little bit more prestigious as well. And I think, you know, as Europeans, we probably look down on it. As English football fans, I should say, I look down on the competition maybe a little bit. But if all over the world, it's a massive competition. Yeah. For everybody else,
you could be the best club in the world. I mean, maybe it's because it's not that free. We already knew that. You may notice there, Tom just flicks back to that article. There's a thing there that says Arsenal's would be new interest confirmed. I'll save you the job because I clicked on it. Unai Emery was asked about signings and Pepe and stuff, and he said that he wanted Fabinho whilst he was at PSG, didn't get him. He would have liked him at Arsenal and didn't get him, so it's a story that's probably dead old, and I've just saved you clicking. As I did. Moving on. Quite a funny story, but also a little bit embarrassing. 2 Liverpool fans are left red-faced after travelling to Ghent instead of Genk, or Yank, as James Sutton told us this morning, for Champions League clash. The 2 locations were 2 hours apart in distance, but the fans only realised their mistake half an hour before kick-off. No thank you. 2 Liverpool fans have been left red-faced after travelling to Ghent instead of Genk for the Red Sox clash. Locations 150 kilometres apart.
Feels like someone had a word count affiliate, doesn't it?
Yep, and because I've read the same thing exactly twice. The subtitle will be the same as the first sentence. They won around City Centre, and the only reason happened before, so therefore they couldn't go to the game, so they were sat in a pub watching the football. A bit embarrassing.
Yeah, listen, I suppose it's such an easy mistake to make, that, isn't it? I mean,
is it?
If you've made the mistake, yes, I think so. I think sometimes football clubs' names change, don't they, depending on English or the language and stuff like that. So you might have thought that might have been one of those things, maybe. Maybe?
No. Let us know your thoughts below. Final story before we move on to some comments. This is from Neil Jones on goal. Obviously, some people might not have seen this. We're obviously not going to go and show the image, but there was a banner that was in the home end last night. Obviously, David Origi is a Belgian. There was a banner in that was removed by the football club. So Liverpool spokesperson on David Origi banner, which has just been removed from the way end in Genk. The banner is highly offensive and inappropriate. We condemn its use, and we look forward to identify those responsible for bringing it into the stadium. Obviously, racism's high on everyone's minds at the minute as it becomes more and more prevalent and more aware to it. And there's, you know, stuff that's going on. As I said, we're not going to show the image, but Liverpool was swift to have this removed, because I think it's the best thing that can come from
this. Yeah, I think it is the right course of action, and I think it's very easy to become judge and jury on these type of incidents and stuff like that. Now, without knowing the full details, I don't particularly like to speculate on things. We exist in a grey area quite often, and to take a hardline approach on something like that, as in when you're talking about the fans who took that into the stadium, I think is unfair. I think Liverpool have acted perfectly and removing it and doing an investigation and stuff like that. That's absolutely brilliant. But we shouldn't be judge and jury on this, is what I'm trying to say. So, for example, I've used that term in the past, and I've made loads of mistakes during my life, and everybody knows about the Rent Boys thing and how big a mistake that is, and I'm apologetic for it, for offending anybody. And it happens where you use things without realising the connotations of that. So it could be that that was a racially aggravated banner, or it could be that it wasn't a race, or they didn't realise there was racist undertones. Yeah. And it is racist. I'm not denying that in any way, shape or form, but the person may not be a racist who put the banner up,
yeah.
Because they might not realise that it is that. And here's the thing, racial stereotypes are racist. Whether there is any hurt intended or anything like that, they absolutely are racist. But the person making that poster or banner or whatever it was, apologies, isn't necessarily a racist, is what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be judging jury on them before any investigation has taken place. But I've used that term without realising it was racist. And I think racist, it hasn't changed, but we're becoming more aware of what is and isn't allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I did something similar. It was a couple of months ago, actually. I did it in a tweet, and someone actually pulled up on it and said, Mo from the Anfield Rap did something on it. And then once I watched that, I listened to it, and then therefore was educated better of how it was. I, again, didn't mean it in that terminology. Then you realise once you're educated, you know different and how it can offend other people, and you're obviously present to go ahead and go and do that. Moving on, as Chris did mention before, the final word for the Ghent game is out. Myself, Chris, we're joined by James Sutton from Hollyoaks and Paul's dad, the one and only John Machen. You go and check that out on all the post-match content that's out there. You can go and check out, obviously, Alan Kennedy. Joined you for your player ratings, which was absolutely terrific, wasn't it?
I got to do a player ratings with Alan Kennedy. I mean, who'd have thunk it?
No. He rated Robertson, didn't he? No, left back on left back. What more do you want? So go and check that out your first month. It's completely free. £5 thereafter. If you
really
don't,
good.
Yeah, if you don't like it. Tom, some comments, please.
Yes. Just on the live show, I asked a few people if they went, and Ben Pryor gave us a super chat. Thank you. He said, love your work at the live show yesterday. And Steve O'Hare says, I was there
Steve
last night at the Ashcroft.
No.
O'Hare. Well, maybe they're the same, who knows? He says, I was there, excellent atmosphere, great to speak to the boys.
Yeah, thank you very much. I didn't see Ben. Didn't come and say hello to him. Did Ben meet Ben?
I don't know. Let us know, Ben.
They're never in the same room at the same time.
No, that, I know, yeah.
It's becoming a little bit fishy, this, to be honest with you. Ben Pryor, I may have met Ben last night. I had a belly full, actually. Jägermeister's probably didn't help towards the end. Steve Hoare, though, I did speak to him. He was there. He was on stage with us. Steve O'Hare did come over and say hello to me. I had a nice little chat with him.
Thanks for coming. Yeah. Any more comments?
So this is on Oxlade Chamberlain. Glenda Hawthorne says, both of Ox's goals were beautiful. And Paul Young says, Ox and Bobby were straight out of FIFA Street last night.
Yeah, said as much in the fight and final word. Bobby's been doing it for weeks, hasn't he? You know, with the assists. I mentioned the first game of the season. I think he did it at City and Community Shield. I'm just chipping people. I'm just taking the absolute piss. And I think Paul's dad mentioned, you know, maybe the Copa America's given him extra air of confidence. But just playing with swag.
Yeah.
Love it.
Absolutely brilliant, isn't it? He's just so good. That Rabona that he played, and Mane's playing little flicks around the corner for Robertson.
And goalkeepers. Salah's goal as well. Oh. It was a nice little trick. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Just absolutely superb. One more, Tom.
Well, I just want to update you on the Ghent stuff. Apparently, Ghent have invited the two Liverpool players to go and see the game.
Thursday night's Europa League game or something like that.
Which is quite funny.
Have
but
they
Joey
going,
Muddy,
have they got a playing back from the wrong city? What's going on? Are they going?
I've got no idea. Ghent invited them on Twitter. Joey Muddy, speaking about the Club World Cup, he says, I'm desperate to see us win the Club World Cup. I remember getting beaten after the 2005 Champions League final, so I want to make up for that.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember watching that in a bar on Allerton Road with Paul. Was it on at like, I seem to remember it was like 7 o'clock in the morning or something like that. I think it might have been Japan or something. It was obviously Benitez's side and stuff, and we were terrible. Was it Sao Paulo. I can't remember who we were playing. But yeah, we were terrible in that game. So yeah, I want a little bit of retribution for that, actually. But
I think you want to win any trophy you're involved in, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then if you lose it, you get to go out. It doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
Although you can't really do that with the Club World Cup, no. Can you?
We still know we're the best club in the world, and we get the gold badges if we win it as well. So.
Do you, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. You get a little gold badge, I think. Or is it in the middle? I don't know.
It's been well, I definitely want to win it now. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to go and check out The Athletic. You can start your 30-day free trial and get 50% off your yearly subscription by going to www.athletic.co.uk/redmennews. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Tom. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.